Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. It's always a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's very much needed and good food for the soul. And good edifying, encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. May the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere. And Maranatha.
Thy love and kindness is better than life. Thy love and kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Thy love and kindness is better than life. Thy love and kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. I lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. I lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Thank you, Lord. We're gathered in your name, Lord, by your divine decree, needing mercy, needing grace, endeavoring to glorify you in our bodies, in our spirits, to worship you in spirit and in truth, to speak as the oracles of God, to hear what the Spirit said, to be yielded vessels, meet for the Master's use. Help us now, Lord, to glorify you in that which we do. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So it's our portion to glorify God, to worship God, to serve God. So that's what we need to do. Thank you, Lord. I hear somebody say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That's a good response. If we present our bodies a living sacrifice, we say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes to thy will, yes to thy way. For you are the potter, we're the clay. Mold us and make us after your will. Conform us to your image. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, this must be from Brother Malone. I think it's funny writing. Let's see. We can get anything out of it. Let me see. Nowhere is God's wisdom. Is that the beginning or the end? And I should start with, I do not open the book to find Christ's words to argue over them. Is that the beginning? Huh? This one then. Well, that's where I was, brother. Make up your mind. Nowhere is God's wisdom more manifestly apparent than in his plan of salvation. It is neither in the marvels of creation nor in the mysteries of providence that the depths and riches of wisdom is found. Rather, it is the plan and fruits of conviction, redemption, conversion, and all that pertains to salvation that God's wisdom is greatly illustrated, fully revealed. Wise and judiciously are the works of God. I'm going to read the other side. I like it. I do not open the book to find Christ's words to argue over them. I do not turn to the epistles to criticize the teaching of my Lord, nor to raise difficult questions wherewith to wrangle with the great teacher. The position of a Christian is at his master's feet, not disputing, but receiving, not questioning,
not questioning, but believing. And in this sense, Christ claims, as a prophet and teacher, is in him, yes, yea, and amen. Inspired by Charles H. Spurgeon, help us, Lord. All right. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, it's cloudy outside. So when it's cloudy, I have to press through. I'm a flower that likes full sun.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Wise counsel. We need to attain under wise counsel. Wise men attain under wise counsel. Well, considering God's salvation, it is great. Not getting much response. You see what God has put up with? Hallelujah. Think of a God that's mindful of a people that's not mindful of him. Huh? A people that he sold out who they reluctant to seek him. Think about that. Think about a God who determined to save us and we fight him all the way. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Is it a chore for us to worship God? We just don't want to do it, right? Not a chore, just not what we decide to do. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Then said he unto, what is the kingdom of God like, and whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree. And the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. Again, he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up, and has shut to the door, and ye began to stand without, and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Jesus saith unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then he said unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. And he sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. They all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I've bought a piece of ground. I must needs and go see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And there went great multitudes with him. And he returned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children, and brethren and sisters, yea, in his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, setteth not down first, counteth the cost, whether he shall have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king, setteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else while the other is a great way off, he send an ambassage and desire conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. He said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. And in this mountain, Isaiah 25, verse 6, shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wine on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. And we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, and to Zion, let not thy hand be slack. Hallelujah. The God, the Lord thy God, in the midst of thee is mighty. Hallelujah. He will save. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will rejoice over thee with joy. Hallelujah. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth. I will save, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate it, Lord. Hallelujah. And at that time, will I bring you again? Even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth. when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But when he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David. Joseph, thou son of David. Y'all understand Joseph was the son of David? Not Mary? Y'all understand that? Saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet Isaiah. And she shall bring forth a son, Isaiah prophesied, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Hallelujah. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Again, thank you, Lord. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. Is there such a thing? And bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Amen. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of both her kings. Again, in the 9th chapter of Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom to order it. Thank you, Lord. And to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord will perform this. Hallelujah. Oh, help us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everlasting, eternal, hallelujah, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath been perceived in the heart. Hallelujah, but he hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the law made nothing perfect. But the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh to God. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest. You all know that God is holy. And for us to stand before him, we must be holy. Praise the Lord. Do you understand that he's made a way for us to be holy? Thank you, Lord. You'll remember the high priest would have to go into the holiest of all. But he had sinned. But to go before God, he had to be holy. So he offered sacrifice for himself and for the sins of the people. Was that sufficient? Absolutely. It was what God required. In that obedience, he was made holy. Hallelujah. That's the difference in Cain's sacrifice and Abel's. Abel offered his sacrifice in obedience and submission. Cain offered work of his own hands, what was good in his sight. Wonderful, huh? We should consider that. We often hear about Cain's sacrifice and Abel's. To Cain's sacrifice, or to Cain, God had no respect. But unto Abel, he had respect, and to the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Here's what Teresa gave me, Sister Teresa Grace. This is a sermon from Charles Spurgeon, the winning fan. So I finally finished reading it. And I put it there so you can read it. It's very edifying. But he talks much about holiness. Holiness, which is without sin. That's what holiness is. And since God is holy, he fellowship with holy, not with sin. So it is quite marvelous that we're able to commune with God. Hallelujah. But I'm believing that God will help us. If he's going to save us, he'll have to allow or make for us to have a greater appreciation for what he's done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we won't be so reluctant to give what God requires of us. You know, we could be like Cain and say, this is all I'm going to give you. What does God require of us? Well, somebody know. The rest of us, we're trying to hold back. But it still remains the same. God requires all of us. Everything that we've got. Huh? Yea, our own life also. And I'm not going to back up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the example that he set. The Almighty God. To save us, he gave his all. And for us to be saved, we have to give our all. You know, it's what he's given unto us. But lo and behold, there's much reluctance, much disobedience. All we offer things to God, but not what he wants. What does that mean? You have no respect. The offerings we offer up, you know, what we want to offer. God requires everything. All of you. Praise the Lord. Your submission. Your obedience. Your daily taking up the cross and following him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In this writing, Brother Spurgeon says correctly that I'm the one that's most likely to be damned. That's the fear of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm the one most likely to fall. This is the fear of God. Thank you, Lord. And we pray, let your fear be upon us. Because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So God tells us plainly what it costs. Huh? He tells us plainly what he's given us. Praise the Lord. He said to the young rich ruler, he said the same to us. You'll have treasures in heaven. Come on. You'll have eternal life. And you'll have treasures in heaven. It is a good deal. But like many and like most, they go away sorrowful. Why? They have great possessions. Thank you. They're just not eternal possessions. Because God is the one that gives those eternal possessions. Hallelujah. So in our weakness and our lack of wisdom, we choose the lesser rather than the best. Thank you, Lord. Choose life. I said before you this day, good and evil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What should we do about this salvation? Praise the Lord. We should rejoice in it. We should receive it. We should delight in it. We should rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He will save. How about that? It's a great salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament, and they truly were priests because they were not suffered to continue. There were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But the priest was necessary. Under the old covenant, priests had to stand between man and God. Of course, man had to do it. Even now, there's a priest that stands between man have to do it. That's what a mediator is. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So the high priest once a year offered sacrifice for his own sins. So he could stand before the holy God and offer up for the other people's sins and make the intercession. And their sins were put away until the next time. But now we have another priest. Hallelujah. Whoever liveth to make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Thank you, Lord. Not only is Jesus the high priest, he's the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Sin he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens, who need not daily as those high priests offer up sacrifice for his own sins first, then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So in all the scriptures, all the accounts, don't we see God himself as a sacrifice, and God spared nothing to save us. And we are so reluctant to give. And whatever he requires us to give, he gives us and say, give it back to me. Huh? Yet we are quite reluctant. And we're not too much convicted about me talking about it. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Nevertheless, God's able to save. And he will save. Hallelujah. He's able to save to the uttermost. All that come to God by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm sure I say that every day because it's in my heart to say it. You know, we like to minimize, obscure that Jesus gave himself. God gave his all. If we're going to be saved, we won't get around that. The price of salvation. Thank you, Lord. We'll have to appreciate what God has done for us. Hallelujah. And of course, that'll be manifest in us obeying him and giving everything. You know, it's our miserable life that he's asking for, that he may give us his life. Yeah, it is. Hallelujah. It's eternal things that he asks of us, for these vain things we can't keep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But many will be deceived now. They'll think they have obtained until the day. So let us fear. Let us fear. Thank you, Lord. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth the wine fat. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed upon us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely, surely, they are my people, children that will not lie, and I was their Savior. Hallelujah. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. Hallelujah. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes, we're healed. He bare our sins in his own body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. We thank God for salvation and healing. In the atoning blood of Jesus Christ, the blessed Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Charlene said, I'm over here. Oh, she's looking funny. Charlene said, I'm here because God raised me up. Isn't that wonderful? That's a good confession. We're going to hold you to it, Charlene. Now, maybe I'm known by some as, you're the one that don't believe in herbs. That's not me. It's true. I believe in God. Everybody understand that? I have no problem with herbs. No, I don't. I sit in front of God and everybody. My admonition about the herbs are just like anything else. About the knowledge you have, the gifts you have, don't trust them. That's all I say about herbs. And don't give your ability and your herbs the glory, not God. That's where I stand. And I've been living quite a while, and I know that men are likely to give everything and anything the glory except for God. Huh? Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Jesus said in many accounts, your faith has made you whole. Not faith in herbs. No. Huh? But when you speak of faith, it pertains to the faith of God. Yeah, faith in herbs is it's a misnomer. All right? Hallelujah. Now, you all should understand fully how easy it is for men to trust in vain things. Really? Yeah. In the arm of flesh. Huh? In their own doings, their own abilities. Their own thinking process. Praise the Lord. Anything but the things of God. Hallelujah. So that's where I stand. Yeah, I've been afflicted many times. But God always raised me up. Yeah. In fact, I always look to God. That's not my doing, it's my testimony. I remember when I was down, when I was at Higher Ground, I told you about it. And Frank said, we've got to get some echinacea. I didn't say that. Frank said, we got to get him some echinacea. Well, finally they got some. I didn't have any problem taking it, but, you know, I didn't say, hurry up and get it, that stuff, Frank. No. And God raised me up. That's what I still say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But tendency is that man will take credit for what God does. That's my thank you, Lord. My concern. And we can do it with anything. And what God has called us to do is give Him the glory. We're kind of reluctant to do it. It says, therefore, glorify God in your body, in your spirit, what's your God's. As much as we belong to God, we act like we don't. Huh? Do we inquire of God? Do we? Well, we're not too sure, huh? Like, God, what would you have me to do? Where would you have me to go? What would you have me to say? Order my steps this day? Or do we know where we're going when we get up? Praise the Lord. And, of course, if we have a plan, then there's no room for God. Thank you, Lord. If we already know, then we can't be taught. And you know man's quick to know something, but we know nothing as we ought to know.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'll be done shortly. I was thinking about how I long to hear from some, you know, but it must not be mutual because they're not longing to hear from me. That reminds me of God. You know how he so loves us, but praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. Oh, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. And with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. And with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, to glorify God, we just tell of His wondrous works. Huh? Hallelujah. Tell of His goodness, sing of His mercies, declare His righteousness in the midst of the congregation. Hallelujah. But it's evident how things get around, you know, and what people hear. Yeah, I mean, there can something go on here and they find out everywhere. But what God is really doing here, nobody want to talk about that. Yeah, how about that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's just the nature of man. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. But they tell about a wretched people that's hoping for the coming of the Lord. How about that? Hallelujah. And in their weakness and in their depravity, God still keeps them. Let's talk about that. Hallelujah. Glory, how they triumph every day over evil. Glory, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the Lord, thy God in the midst of them, who's mighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Is that how we tell it? That's how we ought to tell it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I mean, this is the Lord's doing. It's a marvelous work. It's a great work. Hallelujah. Just like his salvation. It's a great salvation. Hallelujah. It's a great salvation. It's a great salvation. So rich and so free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, my reputation as a leader in the service, they said, Sergeant Rice, he's hard, but he's fair. Everybody don't say that. But that's what was said of me, and I try to be fair. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's not because of me, though. No. It's because of Christ in me. And we would do better to talk more about Christ in us than the other things. We would do better to do that. Thank you, Lord. The word came up this morning, strict. Well, God is just righteous. He don't deviate. You know, holy is holy. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. Hallelujah. And God doesn't change his standard. He's the same. He's righteous. Huh? We're all weighed in the same scale. Now, when we judge ourselves, maybe not. But when God judges, he puts us on the same scale that he put Edward on. Huh? The same scale that he put Owen on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So if we measure up, we'll have to measure up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But God is, he's just all wise. You understand that? Hallelujah. More than we know. But we know he's the all-wise God. We can see his wisdom. You know, when saints are gathered together and all that we go through and the things that we encounter, we should see and do see God's wisdom in it. Maybe not to the full extent. We just are not there yet. But what we do know is that if God's in it, then his wisdom is in it. That his love is in it. That his, his mercy is in it. This is just how God is. So when we represent him, that we should represent him in that light. Hallelujah. A merciful God. A faithful God. A God who's long-suffering. A God who's righteous. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless his name. He's always done right by me. Yeah, my testimony is he's given me less than my iniquity deserves. And I try to use that in a manner so that I don't complain. You understand? It's one thing to say that and complain all the time, which negates it. You know, like... Praise the Lord. It's we say one thing and do others, and we'll get the reward of the hypocrite or the reward of the unrighteous. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But we are, you know, varied people. Y'all know that, don't you? Some just think differently. I believe we're still sons of God. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what will keep us as long as we realize that we are children of God. In fact, that's how we should relate. Not to what someone has, how they've fallen in the past or how they missed the mark in the past. We can consider that concern ourselves. But other folk, we should just consider that take. They're children of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, brother. Yeah, you're going to testify. You know, I get stirred up when folk want to testify. Yeah, if old Terry said, wait a minute, Pastor Rice, I want to sing a song. I'd like that. Absolutely. We have liberty here. Praise the Lord. Don't we? Yeah.
We standing fast in that liberty. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Well, today, for me to sit here today is actually is a miracle that only I know of and God himself and one other brother. But to make a long story short, before I say that, I'm going to say this. I heard Brother Stair day before yesterday, I think it was, say something on the broadcast that, I mean, man, wow, it brought me up out of my bed. He said, God is going to save his people. And he said, you know how he's going to save his people? He said, he's going to love them so much that they're going to love him back. And that brought my heart, because I'm actually seeing that happen with God's people. And I know it's happening with me. And that's something to be so grateful for and so thankful for. It really is. And Pastor Rice was talking a few minutes ago about us being reluctant to give him all and trusting in things. We have a tendency, because we will. We'll trust in anything except God.
Good Lord.
We like the tangible. But anyway, the night before last, I was in a bad way. I mean bad. And I said to myself, I did not think, I had no idea I was going to be able to get up and go yesterday to handle the business like I did. In fact, I told God, if you keep me and allow me to get up and go out, I said, God, I will serve you and I will love you and I will repent. In fact, I will repent of everything I knew. That's how ill I was. For some reason, I mean, I was throwing up profusely. My head was spinning. I could barely walk. And it hit me just like that. I even went and got Gino to come and lay hands on me. I woke him up. Well, anyway, I thank God that there was nothing else for me to trust in.
Thank you, Lord.
I really thank God for that. Because had it been a way out, that's how wicked we are. I'd have taken it. You know what I mean? Rather than face it for what it really was. I knew it was chastisement, no doubt about it.
Thank you, Lord.
But I say, Lord God, thank you. I've been asking you that the fear be upon us. We've been asking you to restore.
Yes, Lord.
Restore to us exactly what the pastor's heart is so burdened with. Restore to us the appreciation,
yes, Lord,
for this salvation.
Hallelujah.
That he's given us, that we don't deserve in any way. We should be the complete opposite of reluctant.
Amen, brother.
And I knew what God was asking. I knew what he's asking. He wants all. He wants all. And he deserves it.
Yes, Lord.
So I thank God I didn't have anywhere else to turn. Because there was nothing anybody could do. That's why I didn't call anybody. There was nothing anybody could do, and I knew it, except pray. And so, thank God, Gino prayed for me, and a good prayer. I don't remember because I was so out of it, but I remember. I remember the prayer. I remember the gist of it. But to make a long story short, when I lay down on that bed, I wasn't at all convinced I was going to wake up. That's how out of it I was. Well, anyway, he woke me up.
Thank you, Lord.
And I stumbled around for a while. And the more I did, and the whole night, I just kept calling on the name of Jesus. I said, Jesus, my life is in your hands.
Thank you, Lord.
I said, Lord God, if you were to take me, I'm a sinner. I confessed everything I knew and then just summed it all up. I'm just a sinner.
Lord.
In desperate need of your mercy. I believe you saved me. I believe you called me and saved me. And I believe that you said you cannot lie. You're going to finish what you began. So I fully put myself in your hands, Lord. And all night long it went like that. All night long. And amazingly, he woke me up. And amazingly, he gave me strength. And all day yesterday, I was still a little foggy. But I told a brother this. Of the God let me, he didn't let me forget one detail of what I needed to do yesterday. I was literally walking in a state where I knew that I knew that I knew that this was God himself literally carrying me.
Hallelujah.
I mean, literally. I was just there. In other words, I presented my body.
Glory.
If he would have dropped me, I would have just dropped. But he didn't. He carried me. And he took me every step of the way. And thank God he used Yoko big time. Because she was sharp, boy. All these ways I knew it was God doing. Every little thing, I just knew it was God. I knew it was God. So, yes, I just give that testimony to our great God. And, Lord, I pray that we be transformed by creating us a clean heart, that our minds be transformed, that we would not think it a burden and inconvenient to give him the glory due his name.
Hallelujah.
All the time.
All the time, brother.
And from the heart. Because God is truly keeping us in spite of us. I can't even express in human language how God loves us and how he's keeping us. But that was just an example of another one of him personally coming to me to show me just how much he loves us and how much he's determined to save us and how much mercy he's having on us and how he's able to deliver us from anything.
Hallelujah.
And everything.
God is able.
Yes. And it's not echinacea. I don't have nothing against echinacea either. But echinacea couldn't do a thing for me yesterday or the night before. Not one thing. That was Almighty God. That was Jesus Christ himself saving me from me. So to you be all the glory, God. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus.
Hallelujah. My, how he loves you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Amen. Yeah, we should just strive to trust God. Of course, then we'll have to strive not to trust in other things. They work together, you know. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. Men trust in their knowledge. In fact, it goes along with trusting in herbs. It's the knowledge in the herb. I know about herbs, but not enough trust in them. Hallelujah. How much do you know about them? See? Yeah, you're getting quiet on me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ is the healer. He's the Savior. He's the deliverer. And I like how Brother Ed was talking about just trusting in Jesus, because that's what you have to do all the time. You know, there's nothing we can do to be saved except believe on Jesus Christ. And we need to make sure that's what we do. Huh? Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be healed. We'll be saved. Hallelujah. Talking about helplessness. Yeah. Anytime somebody say, pray for me, Pastor Rice, then I realize how helpless I am. Absolutely. Yes, I do. But I realize that's what I need to do. Yeah, even now I realize how helpless I am. If God don't help me, I'm in this awareness all the time. If God don't help me, then I can't do it. Huh? And he don't give me a plan. He just say, you know, present your body. And that's what some don't understand. They need all the knowledge we know need is that God sent us. That's all the knowledge we need. Hallelujah. Huh? Kept by the power of God. Lord is with us. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're about our Father's business. All right, brother. See you again.
Well, yeah, I did. I wrote down on my notes here, say like what you were talking about. I said, if you have a plan today, let it be total reliance on God. And not at that, but I thought, as you were speaking, why do we need a greater appreciation? Well, because if we don't have a greater appreciation, we'll neglect.
Amen.
We'll neglect our salvation. So we need to pray for God to give us a greater appreciation for our salvation so we don't neglect it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Yeah, that greater appreciation is the same as coming into the knowledge of the truth. Well, you know, we're in the way. That's how you get to the truth. You don't learn all the truth and quit because there's no such thing. No such thing. And that's where many times people err. You know, like my friend is trying to tell me about the mystery of iniquity. I told us what the mystery of iniquity is. It's the working of Satan. It's not one specific thing. It is the working of Satan. That's the mystery. Hallelujah. Just like the mystery of godliness, the mystery of the gospel, the working of God. That's it. If you're going to find one thing and say, this is the mystery, that's foolishness. I'm not going to hear it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right, we're about done. Sister Teresa's with us today. She's got to go at about 10 o'clock, so we're right on time. So glad you're here. So glad you all are here, too.
Thank you.
I'm going to consider y'all brothers now and sisters, no matter what you do. Okay. I'll just hold you to it. You say you love the Lord. I'm going to have faith with you. All right? And that is how God saves us, by His love. By His love. By His love. Yeah, absolutely. It's the love of God, shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And it's going to bring us through all the differences, all the separations. He's going to gather. Absolutely. Hallelujah. I believe it to be so. And I don't know how. That's God's business. But He's given it to me to believe. And so I believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we're not going to let things separate us. Bible said, what shall separate us? If we love God, then what shall separate us from that? Nothing. Not things past nor things present. Hallelujah. Yeah, the mystery of iniquity is spiritual wickedness in high places. Of course it works. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But the mystery of godliness is that which overcomes it. Working in you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, 40 years ago, this is a little testimony, but it leads to the song. 40 years ago, Brother Stair and I were still in Russia. I was 8.5 months pregnant. We came home from Russia, Moscow, Leningrad, and Minsk on the 6th of August. And 7 days later, my daughter Naomi was born in the trailer. Is that trailer still up there? Yeah, so she was born in that, just me and him. Hallelujah. But it was at the campground. Anyway, our first missionary trip, I was only 1 year old in Jesus, maybe two. We went to Haiti. Okay, so we went to Haiti, and the pastor there taught us this song, Bishop Remy. Bishop Remy. Does anybody ever remember Brother Stair talking about Bishop Remy? Okay. So the words are, this is a real somber song, very worshipful, very quiet, and I'd rather do it with a piano, but I don't have one. But anyway, the words are, let there be peace. I'm going to sing it. Let there be joy. Let there be praise in the house of the Lord. Let there be singing. Rejoice, rejoice. We're building together the house of the Lord. Okay, I'm going to try to sing it in my low voice. Let there be peace. Let there be joy. Let there be praise in the house of the Lord. Let there be singing. Rejoice, rejoice. We're building together the house of the Lord. Let there be peace. Let there be joy. Let there be praise in the house of the Lord. Let there be singing. Rejoice, rejoice. We're building together the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory, glory. So, miraculous healing. All of God's healings are like that. Yeah, when he healed me many times. Always miraculous. Praise God. I'm going to testify like that. But not a small thing. Miraculous healing. Miraculous healing. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. So we give God the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pressing on the upward way. All right. Whatever we give to God that's acceptable, first of all, it'll have to be in obedience. And it'll have to actually be a sacrifice. God's not going to ask us for something we don't want. You know, something that, here, take this, I don't want it. No, he's going to ask for our best. Exactly. The first fruit of our increase. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Of course, he's going to give it to you. And then he's going to say, give it back. Just understand that whatever God asks you for, it's nothing of yourself because that's no good. What God gives you, or asks for, he gives you. And he asks for it back. We shouldn't be reluctant. Give unto the Lord all ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The Lord bless the word to your heart. The Lord is good. He's done great things for us. Let's tell of his wondrous work. Amen. Hallelujah. Timothy, you can pray, can't you? All right. You may.
All right. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thy anger is turned away, and thy comfort is me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doing amongst the people.
Hallelujah.
Make mention that his name is exalted.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Judah.
Glory!
For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee.
True, Lord.
Well, Heavenly Father, yes, Lord, restore greater appreciation for this great salvation. It's a most excellent journey, Lord. So glad we're here in Jesus' name. And so necessary, we need every brother, every sister. We do this as a body, Lord, so again, we would discern the Lord's body. And we thank you, Father, for the feast days coming up and putting us in remembrance and reminding us that you're coming even in our lifetime. And we believe that you're making us ready. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Rice. He labors to minister. And those are listening as well, as we would again discern the Lord's body. And thank you for your determination to save us and your long-suffering with us, O God. As surely you're looking for the precious fruit of the earth.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to get it, Lord. You we have brought forth some fruit, but we need to go on to perfection, Lord. And so perfect your love in us, O God, that we will love one another with pure heart fervently. And we thank you, Lord, again for the prophet sent to let us know you come in a lifetime. And still, O God, we thank you for his words and strength and courage to help us, guide us. And we know, Lord, that we are your people, and that you will save us. So we thank you, Father, for Sister Teresa come and visit us. And so help us all, Lord, to be thankful and work out our salvation. Fear and trembling, O God, and we know you will. So make us ready, Lord, and make us one. In your care, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Timothy, for praying for us. God bless you, precious saints, all hearts and minds clear. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.